Game Nights.
Game Night.
Welcome to the Lost in Japan English podcast delivered to you in a bilingual format in English and Japanese. I'm your host, Chieko, based in Seattle, Washington.
そして千葉県印西市からお送りしているやっこです。ロスジャパポッドキャストは日本語と英語のバイリンガル形式でお送りしています。
So I would love to believe that everywhere in the world people like to play games with their friends, families, etc.
だよね。結構ね、一つやっこが思うのは、でもアメリカの方がゲームをやった気がするんだよね。日本だとビデオゲームはすっごいやっぱり流行ってて。Like,
of course.
Yes, like, everyone is playing video games. I'm a little behind, or not just a little bit, but very behind on video games. And so I feel myself kind of in a situation where I'm like, ah, ちょっと全然わかんない。会話にもついていけないしっていうのがあって、だけどアメリカの方がなんか友達とか家族でゲームをしてるっていうのが多いかなっていう印象があってと思ってるんですよね。
I think that's absolutely true because お店に行くと、there's major game、not video games but like board games.
Yes, yes, yes.
There's rows and rows of them.Here. でも日本のお店行くと like you don't see huge board game sections.
No! Rows and rows はもうないよね、それは。で、まあビデオゲームは Rows and Rows あるけど、でもそうだよね。はい、確かにもういっぱい並んでたもんね、ボードゲーム。なんか、カードゲームは結構あると思うんだ、日本でも。だけどボードゲームってなると、ちょっと違うかなって感じはするね。
Yeah, so I think one of my biggest challenges、in my family, you know, growing up in the United States、yes. is so many of the games are language based.
はい。
で、because my parents, you know, they have limited English, 、we weren't able to play them because, you know, they would draw, like, let's say it's like a Scrabble, not Scrabble, but let's say it's like Pictionary.
Yeah.
で、こう、絵を描きますって言って、こう、カード引いて、and then my mom would be like, わかんない。
It's always the moms だよね。うちもお母さんが、とりあえず全然英語のやつだとわかんなくて、
はい。
他のみんなにからかわれたりしてて、え、わかんないんだよ、みたいな感じで、ちょっとね、そこのハンディがあるよね。
はい。Yeah.、ね、yeah. So we didn't actually have a lot of language-based games growing up.
Okay.
Because of that.
なるほど。確かに。それしょうがないよね。うちも、まあ、Pictionary もあったし、Scrabble もあったし、they're both very language-based, and so,Like, even for the little kids and adult, どのも違いもあるじゃん。だから、
はい、
we were allowed to like look up in the dictionary, like as kids,
はい、はい、
and like my mom maybe, and but my dad couldn't みたいなそういうのとかでなんとかこう even に一生懸命しようとはしたけど、でもやっぱりかなり力の差はあったよね。だから、
yeah, yeah. And to this day, like language games, I think, you know, are we can't play them as a family.
Okay. それはね、なるほど。でも、日本にはさ、日本にも、we have language-based games as well. And they're not exactly board games, but the most popular one is probably しりとり。
あ、はいはい。
Have you played しりとり？
しりとり、はい。yes, as a, because it's like, isn't it like,you take the last
yes, yes, yes.
letter, if you will, and,、and then you have to create a new word.
From beginning、oh, from that.
It's coming back to me. I haven't played that since I was maybe 10 years old.
まあそうだよね。でも日本の家だったら絶対1回はやってると思うし。And the thing is,、はい、like you can play from maybe when you're 3 or 4, when you start, you know,、はい、acquiring a lot of words and learning a lot of words. And then...The grandparents would know how to play it too. So it's like anyone can play it.
誰でも遊べるっていう。
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, and I think the great thing about that game is you didn't need anything.
Yes.
Sakura, we would play it on the road. Yes, a lot of times if we were on a road trip, mm-hmm. like we would play.
So, shiritori. And, ne, こう、結構楽しいんだけど、we've tried to play it in English. そこがね、結構。
Okay, so if you switch it to English,、uh-huh. is it the last syllable or is it the last letter?
Good question. We did last letter.
Okay, so one, you would have to know how to spell the word which、
exactly.
I think immediately makes it difficult.
確かに
そう。Because English has a lot of silent letters, like, I know. You know, there's a lot of silent E's at the end, right?
Exactly, so. Exactly. And it was really hard in English because there was a lot of words that ended with E. And then...
Yeah, and how many words start
with E, right? And then also X was also challenging because there's a lot of words that end with X, but very few words that start with X that we know. So,
mm-hmm.
もうね、すぐ終わっちゃうって感じ。もうね、全然続けらんないけどね。
Oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm. I feel like the equivalent of shiritori、uh-huh. in the car...in the United States、mm-hmm. is either 20 questions、
yes.
or I spy.
Oh, how do you
which are really, really 似てるっていうかな。I don't know. I spy is like, I spy with my little eye, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, something small and blue. And then the person would have to guess what it is.
Oh, what it is. Okay. I see,、mm-hmm. I see. なるほどね。Yeah. Like, I've heard of the game, using objects and stuff. And I've played 20 questions, but I've never played I Spy in the car. Like,、mm-hmm. oh, that's good. I'll remember that.
Yeah, I feel like kuruma specific games, yes, right? Yes, we yes. have those.
Those long road trips の時でしょ、
あったよね。あったよね。Okay, let's bring it to modern day.
Okay.
So today,、
uh-huh.
I'm curious, you know, what...games are popular if you were to get together with your family or with your friends?
That's a good question because I think like board, it's hard to find people who know the board games. Like we、mm. have like Monopoly in Japanese. We have、
Hi.
The game Life in Japanese.、We have、board games.Recently, we tried to play Scotland Yard, which is a board game, and、that's also in Japanese. だから、あるんだけど、あんまりみんな知らないからね、盛り上がんないんだよね。It's like you have to, there's a long period of explaining to do, right? If we want to play
it. Everyone has to learn how to play.
yes. And so I think the go-to games are like card games, especially using a deck of cards, just a normal deck of cards, and playing...まあ、七並べとか It's an old game, but、
はい、
we play it. ババ抜き、
はい、
We don't have to explain. Everybody knows the game. And recently, I think it's more like, more my recently, だけど like 大富豪っていう It's a little bit more of a, it's a more intellectual and longer deck of cards.A game using a deck of cards. So, なんかそういうのかなって感じがするね。やっぱりトランプを使うのが一番多いかもしれない。
Okay.
Yeah. ちーちゃんの周りではボードゲームを遊んだりすることってある？いまだに。
We play games, but I can't remember the last time I played a board games specifically. Uh-huh, uh-huh. They're usually card games, but not like a deck of cards. Mm. Usually it's like a specific card game. So,
okay.
But the ones that are really, with my friends, ちょっと人気のあるのは, uh-huh. they're actually more of the subjective games rather than the objective games.
はい。あ、それ興味あるね。
And,Yeah, and I think it's because you get to know people. It's a little bit of how well do you know each other, mm-hmm, a little mm-hmm. bit of like who shares your sense of humor,
mm-hmm.
Kind of things. But mm-hmm. The types of games that we enjoy are like Cards Against Humanity.
Ooh.
And that's a highly inappropriate adult card game.
Okay.
And you have to, but the difficult thing about a game like Cards Against Humanity is mm-hmm. not only do you have to know what, you know, what the words are, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of pop culture in it. So if you don't know
that's
who the people are yes. or what the events are, it's not going to make any sense. So I don't think you could take an American Cards Against Humanity and then あんまりアメリカのこと知らない人に日本人がこう遊ぶと I feel like they wouldn't get a lot of it.
Yes, that's also very tough besides language, I think. When you don't know the pop culture, like yeah. for me, I follow a lot of American pop culture. So like movies and like TV drama series, like I know a lot of those, but like, it's hard to find people who know a lot of that, right? And so you can't play it unless you find people like that. And on the other hand, I don't know very much, like, Japanese anime and, like, the manga, the popular manga characters. And so I can't, I'm always left out in that, in those situations. And so, そういうゲームは、まあ、language だけじゃないよね。やっぱそういうものも、かなり影響してくるし、だけど、その subjective games はヤコもすごい興味があってさ、あの、実は今年の初めに家族と、あと、my brother's family came, my parents came to our house, we did an introduction game っていうのが、なんか見つけて、あの、カードゲームなんだけど、こう自分、we go around,introducing ourselves, and it has like, what is your favorite rice ball filling? みたいなクエスチョンがあって、みんなそれぞれ答えていくんだけど、っていうのをいっぱいやって、はい、で、それ覚えとかなきゃいけなくって、and then you guess who said what? みたいなゲームがあって、it was fun because it was your family, but there were answers, the questions were really good, and the answers are like, oh,ね、お父さんなのに知らなかったみたいな。
はいはいはい、はい。
ブラザーなのに、ね、そんなこと考えてたのみたいな、そういうのがあったんで。It wasn't like a, like who gets the most points, you know, it's like a very intense racing game じゃなかったから面白かったよね。
はい。Yeah, yeah, it's like you get to know each other.
Yes, yes, exactly. I feel like
those are fun.
Yeah, those are fun. And those I feel are very modern.What's your favorite game?
You know, I can't say that I have a favorite game.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't think I do. I do like more of the subjective games, but as a general rule, I'm just not that good at games. I'm not good at pop culture. I'm not good at like real strategic, like chess type thinking, you know, and so なんかあんまりI'm not very good at any of them.
That's interesting because Yang is also not good at games. Whatever game we play, he's in last place. And it's funny because he's not competitive either. And he doesn't really care if he wins or loses. And
yeah,
he doesn't care if
Maybe
he's...
Maybe that's my problem too. I'm not very competitive in that fashion.
So. でね、I used to be very competitive, especially with games when I was little, and it was a problem. So now I'm okay, but ね、I still have that competitiveness a little bit, so I enjoy it. But、ね、it's not fun when the other person is not that competitive. Or,
right.
でしょ?でしょ?だから、確かにね、そのあのペアリングもあるよね。どういう人たちと一緒にどういうゲームをやるかっていうことで盛り上がるかも、ね。
Yeah. Well, and I think also there's the people who really enjoy sort of gambling, right? So they like to play poker. They might get together with friends and play poker every week. Or like my parents, I remember growing up, they would get together with their friends and play mahjong. They had the little things. I don't know how to play mahjong, but I imagine it's really similar to poker just based on like what I know about it. So, except you have all the little pieces, which I think are kind of fun.
ね、そう、麻雀はやっぱり日本未だにあの人気があるし、and it is gambling, but you don't have to gamble. You can play it just as a game, and だから it's really popular, I think. だよね。だけど確かに人気だね、麻雀は。
Yeah. I will say that when I was a younger adult, we played, I want to say maybe we played poker. I can't even remember what the game is, but we called it Benny and June Poker Night or something. Ooh. And it's based on this movie, Benny and June.
はいはいはい。
Where there's a scene where people are playing poker, but the things that they are betting are like the stuff that they have. So, あんまり欲しくないものを持ってきて, and then you're like, oh, here's my, you know, here's an old VHS movie that I have, or here's a book that, you know, この本を書けます, or here's an extra, like, I remember I won a small vacuum cleaner.
Really?
Benny and June Poker Night. So it was kind of a way to get rid of your things that you didn't want and also win new things. So it was
And that's like for you って感じがするね. 自分のいらないものをかけていったら it's decluttering as well, right?
It's totally decluttering.
You should call it a decluttering game って感じだよね.
I know. And then, やっぱりなんかいいものが出るとすごいその that hand gets like すごい盛り上がる.
だよね。だよね。 まあ、本当にどうでもいいものかけたら面白くないかもしれないけど 本当に人が欲しいもので自分がいらないものをかけたら、あ、いいよそれ。それちょっと今度やってみようかな。
Like, yeah. So I think it was the decluttering part that made it super fun for me.
For you, yes, definitely. だよね。 そこはちーちゃん盛り上がるよね。ゲームとはいえ。
Yeah.
I see. Yeah,
so,
なるほどね。
I think there's so much fun. You know, and I do think that... as we move more towards video games, I have seen family-oriented video games where こうみんなでこう遊ぶあのビデオベースのゲームで遊ぶっていうの you know, so I see more of that. We don't physically need to be, you know, at a table with cards and whatnot, but you know, I think games are just a fun way to pass the time, have some laughs, you know, get to know each other. I like because I like those games
where you get to know each other. So, like, I remember during COVID, my brother's family and our family, we couldn't see each other for various reasons, and it was like 3 whole years of not seeing each other. So we got on Zoom, and we played eshiritori. It's a shiritori game, going back to the shiritori, but it was picture shiritori, meaning we had to think of the word, draw it, and the next person had to guess the word and then think of the next word. And it made it fun because the drawings were like sometimes very terrible. And it was so fun that, and we saved the picture. We drew it on one like whiteboard, Zoom whiteboard. So we had a collection of pictures, right? And my dad made a t-shirt out of it. Because it was so fun. But, でもね、やっぱりこう家族で年がいろいろだし、っていうところで何ができるかって考えた時に、やっぱり、まあお話しするのっていうのもすごくいいとは思うんだけど、やっぱりちょっとしたゲームが遊べると、まあちょっとこう、 楽しい気分になるじゃない。だからそれが一番いいなと思うね、ゲームやるところは。で、ね、確かにちーちゃんが言った通り、いろんなビデオゲームも家族でできるようなものも増えてて、それはすごいいいよね。だからそういうのをちょっとチェックしてみるのもいいのかもしれないなと思いましたね、今日。はい。Yes.
Yes. So many fun ways, and like again, a point in which we can build relationships and connect with people.
Yes, that's always nice.
Okay, so I want to move over to our pop quiz.
Okay.
Because I do have a game-themed pop quiz question for you today.
はいはい。お願いします。
Okay, Yakko.
Hi.
What is the telephone game?
Oh, is it the one where you... you don't use the cup, but it's like you line up in a line... The first person says something, to the next person, like, I don't know, whispers it into their ear, and then they right. have to pass it on. And the fun yes. part is that the very last person will have to present what that person heard and see if it matches the first what the first person said. Kanji?
Yes. Oh. Yes. So that's exactly it. That is the actual telephone game.
Okay.
And oftentimes, by the time it gets to the last person, it's mm-hmm.
全然違うことになってんだよね。 はいはいはいはい。 I love that game.
But sometimes, in the English language, we refer to the telephone game, meaning like in rumors, the story changes over... Over the course of time, like you heard the story and then you tell it and that person. And so it's like, we say, oh yeah, you know, because of the telephone game, you know, I heard blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
話が全然違うとか.
Oh, really? Oh, so you yeah. use it in that way.
Yeah. So it's, I think it's an idiom in that sense, as well as it's an actual game.
なるほどね. So, まず思いついたのはコップと糸 コップが 2つ 端っこにあってさ
はいはい。糸でつないで
それでやるって思ったけど 確かにそれだけじゃゲームじゃないしなって I was very like old school in that sense.
Yeah, but I mean that was something that I think we played when we were little kids.
Yes,
like
yes,
I remember
yes.
playing that in like kindergarten or first grade. We sat in a circle and we played the telephone game.
やったやった。 だけどそれがなるほど、そういうイディオムでもあるってところがなるほどね。発見でございました。
Yes. Well, good job!
パチパチパチ。ありがとうございます。それでは日本語の方に移りたいと思いますが、やっこのもちょっとゲームリレーテッドです。で、 I guess it's a vocabulary, but I'll say it's a saying. で、
Okay.
ビリッケツって言ったらどういう意味でしょう?
Did you say it's a slang?
It's not a slang. It's just a saying or just a
It's just a saying.
Word, word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's like the loser.
Yeah. もう、はい、ルーザーで、パチパチパチ、大正解でございます。<laughs> Yes, yes.
Because biri means you come in like last place,
yes,
kind
yes,
of, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
And ketsu literally means your butt.
Your butt, yeah. So it's like saying that you're really, really... You're the
really,
loser.
Really last.
You're last loser. Place. Yes, yes, yes. っていう, it's kind of an old saying, I think. It's just biddy. Like, biddy is okay for last place. But it hurts when you're done.
Yes.
So, なので, 忘れられない単語でございますが。
Oh.
大正解でございます。
That makes sense since you're very competitive.
I know. なので, ちっちゃくちゃでございました。
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we want to thank you all for tuning in for another episode of the Lost in Japanglish podcast. Hopefully you enjoy games. And I'm curious, do you play language games in a bicultural context?
Yes.
I wonder, you know, what exists out there. I mean, it's a great way to practice language too.
Yes, that's true.
But anyways, we thank you. Share us your favorite games. We're on Instagram at Lost in Japanglish.
はい。そうですね。ゲームはやっぱり楽しんで、楽しみながらやれたらいいなと思うんですけれども、いろんなゲームあると思うので、本当特にロスジャパ的ゲームが皆さんあったら、教えていただきたいなと思います。そうですね。インスタの方では @lostinjapanglishで見つかりますし、メールでも lostinjapanglish.com @gmail.comまでお便りいただければ嬉しいです。それでは今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週。
バイバイ。